She would meet me in the morning on my way down to the river, waiting patient by the chinaberry tree, with her feet already dusty for the pathway to the levee, and her little blue jeans rolled up to her knee. And I'd pay her no attention as she tagged along beside me, trying hard to copy everything I did. But I couldn't keep from smiling when I'd hear somebody saying, "Look yonder, there goes Jody and Kid." After we grew older, we could still be seen together as we walked along the levee holding hands. For as surely as the season, she would change into a woman, and I lived enough to call myself a man. And she often lay beside me in the coolness of the evening, till the morning sun was shining on my bed. Many times when she was sleeping, I would smile and I'd remember how they used to call us Jody and the Kid. Now the world's a little older, and the years have changed a little, and there's houses where there didn't used to be. And on Sundays I go walking down the pathway to the levee with another little girl who follows me. It makes the old folks smile to see her tag along beside me, doing little things the way her mama did. But it gets a little lonesome when I hear somebody saying, "Looking yonder, there goes Joe."